Good morning and welcome. It's the Reverend Steve Morris here, St Cuthbert's, North Wembley and St Lawrence Cowley. It's great to have you with me this morning as we begin our service on the 14th of February. The Lord be with you. Thank you. It's great to have you here. We begin our service by just a moment's silence as we just allow ourselves to be centered and to enjoy the presence of God. And as we come into his presence, we offer to him our confession, our sins we wish to place before him, knowing that he promises to forgive and forget. Let's do that right now. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So our reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, Mark 9, beginning at verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. It's an astounding reading. I love actually the reading. It's called The Transfiguration. In films, you see this, you know, when in Lord of the Rings, when Gandalf goes from being Gandalf the Grey and suddenly he becomes Gandalf the White. It's extraordinary, full of glory and an extraordinary sense of colour. And here we have the same thing. Jesus is kind of acting, he's training his people to lead after he's gone. So he has to kind of expose them to different situations. And he takes with him Peter and James and John. And this is a pretty big thing. And I think they probably were quite nervous. You know, sometimes you think, oh my goodness, I've got to be with the boss all day, you know, that kind of thing. And he takes them up a high mountain. And, you know, if you look back into the Old Testament, the mountain of God was always clothed in cloud. You couldn't see anything there, but no, not here. And Jesus is transfigured, his clothes becoming dazzling white. Now, here's where it gets a bit kind of complicated for them, for Peter, James and John, because all of a sudden, there's Elijah and Moses, the great kind of heroes of the Jewish faith. They must have been, well, they were terrified, weren't they? And what I love about Peter, and I really do, is that he's kind of classically brilliant at opening mouth and inserting foot. You know, he literally doesn't know what to do. He's scared, so he makes rather a stupid suggestion. One of the reasons I like Peter, I think he's one of the best drawn characters in the New Testament, is that he's kind of so, his heart is right on his sleeve. You know, there's no side to him. And of course here he's made a mistake. Of course, you know, the wonderful thing is these mistakes are not fatal when it comes to leading the church. Thank goodness. If we were forced to step down with every mistake we made, goodness me, we'd be in trouble. What then happens is that God says from the cloud that this is Jesus, his son, and he loves him. And they then come down from the mountain. Now, the first thing is that Jesus tells them not to say anything. This is called the Markan secret. It happens throughout the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus said, don't tell anyone. Of course, they all do. Because that's the nature when someone says, don't tell anyone. People often do. But the reason for that is, it's not that it's kind of secret knowledge, which is called like Gnosticism. It's not that. It's Jesus' time has not come. So there's no, you can't announce him as king now. He's got to go through everything first. So it's really about making sure things happen in the right order. I have a wonderful spiritual director, Bishop Michael, who's looked after me since I was in training. And he's just a brilliant man. And I once said to him, I remember, if you were preaching on the Transfiguration, what would you say? You know, what do you think is the main message of it? And he said something that surprised me, but I've remembered it, and I think he's right. He said, really what's happening here is they have a massive spiritual experience, these people. It's that kind of thing that you dream about. Suddenly you're in the presence of God, you've got this extraordinary stuff, you know, happening. You suddenly you're kind of taken into a completely new reality. He said, but the thing is, when we have those experiences, we all have to come down from the mountain and confront the messiness and difficulty of life. You know, when we come down, when they come down from this experience, there are people clustering around Jesus needing healing. There are all kinds of problems. And so in a way, I think what he meant was, these spiritual moments are a gift, but we can't just live for those spiritual moments. There's the business of living life in all its messiness and living out the life of the gospel amongst all that is not quite so spiritual, extraordinary as those moments we sometimes have. Amen. So, let's pray. Father, today we pray for our scientists and our government and our leaders. Father, we all are just desperate to get out of this terrible coronavirus period, and we pray that you would help all those who are working for the ending of this terrible pandemic. We pray not just in our own country, but in other countries, especially countries that are less wealthy than us, that you would have a fair distribution around the world of the vaccine, Lord. We do pray for the new president of the United States, Lord. We pray for peace in that country and wisdom at all levels of society. Father, we pray here. We pray here for our church leaders, especially the leaders of the Church of England, Lord, as they wonder and plan and think about how the church will be when this is all over. Father, we pray too for our wonderful parish. We pray for the glorious people, for the sense of love and care, for the heart people have for each other. And we pray not just for now, but again, when we come out of this period, this season, we pray for renewal. We pray for expansion. We pray for all the things we have yearned and longed for. And Father, we pray too for those who are mourning. Father, we pray for Tessie and her family, for Errol, Rachel and Ryan, for Eddie, Fraser and Chloe. We pray for Mark and Sarah, mourning the loss of their dear dad, Derek. And we pray, Lord, for all those who are mourning the loss of our dear brother, Lukey. I ask you now just to spend a moment and just lift up to God the people you're concerned about, maybe the people you've lost and just want to have a happy memory about them. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for your abiding love and kindness. Amen. So friends, we now are going to exchange a sign of peace. You can text someone and text them peace. That'd be lovely. If there's someone in the house with you, wish them peace. And if neither of those things, maybe just imagine, think of someone that you love and wish them peace, even though they're not there. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer one another a sign of peace. So, friends, would you join with me in the Eucharistic prayer? The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death, and so we gladly thank you with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, the broken bread and wine outpoured, may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, and do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again, he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this all of you, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did in him. We plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day. When your kingdom comes, and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let's say together the words of the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. So friends, thank you so much for being here with me this morning. You're very, very welcome. You know, always contact me if you need any help or you want me to ring you. And please do get back to me, and we're happy to email you and put you on our list so we can send you all the various links to things that we're up to. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord be with you and those whom you love. May the Lord protect you and bring you peace and joy. And the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We finish, of course, always with the great charge that we are given, the job that we are given. Even though we may not be able to go out much, there's still stuff we can do. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.